Yes, thank you, Francesca. Hello, everybody. Thank you very much for taking your time to follow this conference call on full year 2020 results. Joining me today is Mr. Roberto Colaninno, Piaggio Group Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Michele Colaninno, Piaggio Chief of Strategy and Product, Mrs. Alessandra Simonotto, Piaggio Group Chief Financial Officer, and myself. All relevant materials are available in the investor section of our group, Piaggio Group website. At the end of the presentation, as said before, we will be available to answer the questions you may have. As usual, before starting the presentation, I need to remind you that during today's conference call, we may use forward-looking statements based on Piaggio's current expectations and projections about future events. By their nature, forward-looking statements are subject to risk, uncertainties and other factors that could cause results to be materially different. Also, I remind you that the press has been invited to participate in this conference call in a listen-only mode. Now, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Roberto Colaninno.
Hello. Good day, everybody. Well, after the, I have the presentation of the results of 20. I think there is a very good result, especially from the cash flow point of view, where we was able to reduce debt by more than 120 million. And I know that to have a good cash flow in a period like 2020, I consider that extremely important, because it was a year, as everybody know, very tough for all the market around the world. And after this horrible year, we begin this year to register on the first quarter good results in relation to the results of 20. Sales in Europe, in EMEA, is good. Sales in Southeast Asia is very, very good. And also in China is very, very good. India, we are going very well on two-wheeler. We have a problem again on three-wheeler. We expected that this three-wheeler situation will change during the period of the rest of the year. In terms of what we expect for the year 21, well, I believe that, number one, we have presented about, we will present 11 new products, bikes and scooter. We, up to now, have presented already 6 new products. 4 bikes, 2 scooter, new Porter, and we will present on July at the market the electric scooter that we expected big results. It's a scooter about 60cc. We consider that very, with a high performance from electrical point of view. And we believe that we have a good result on that kind of products. The new Porter is started, the production of new Porter is started online with our budget. And I like to say that the first products delivered to the customer, the market, was very, very welcome. Exactly in line of our expectation. The ramp-up of production continued in March, April, and May, and the order of sales that we have already in our book is in line with the budget. Is in line with the budget also the sales and the order of the bikes, especially the Aprilia 600, the new scooter, and the new bikes RS V4 and Tuono, that is represent for us really the key of the bikes market. Also, our investments that we are concentrate on electrical sites, we already started with a new electrical departments in Pontedera. We have already a team of 30 technicians specialized in the electrical engine and specialize on the flow of this type of use of the products on the market. Also, the investment that we are in the way on Indonesia, where we have registered a good result of the market. We expected that the sales this year for this part of the world growing a double digit. The Indonesia market project has developed on 21 and 22, and it will be completed, finished on 23. Where we expected sales on 23 for that kind of market over than production, over the sales that we collectively done in this period of time. We are on the way to have to celebrate the 100th year of Moto Guzzi, and for that type of celebration we started with a new factory that will be organized in the marketing way to support the name and to support the market that demonstrated to enjoy this type of bike. Be back on the electrical sites. After to complete the project of the thermic porter, we will start with the electrical thermic, with the electrical porter, and we presumably be ready to present to the market by the end of next year the electrical porter. This would be for us an extremely challenging target, because as you know the market agree very much the size of this vehicle that is connected with the mobility in the city, transportation of goods in the big metropolitan area. So I won't say that from the new products strategy, we believe that we have the best presentation where we never been before in terms of scooter, bikes, and the vehicle, small vehicle for the city transportation and for the metropole mobility. From international market point of view, we are very strong as organization with the develop of the new concept of our strategy on distribution that allowed to us to grow up with the dealer, with the number of dealers in all areas, especially in Southeast of Asia, especially in India, and the new market as China, where we have already decided of a new organization, and the new organization will take care about the sales on the market in China, products that we will import by Vietnam and produce on the China joint venture with the Chinese people. So we expected for this year a good year. Naturally, all depends for the virus, because that is really the only problem that we have, that as everybody has, and is a problem that we depend from how this type of problem will be, should be defended from the from all the people around the world. From the side of personal situation, we are growing in the personnel. We are growing especially in Vietnam, where we have in project to achieve a capacity of more than 200,000 vehicles, because our vision for the Vietnam, Thailand, and the other country parts of the Asian market need higher production for our company. Today, our capacity is about 150,000, and we are working now to achieve a capability of 200,000 to 250,000 market. Plus, what we do, what we expected from Indonesia, as I told you before. So the real new good news is coming from that part of the area of the world and from China. We expected to achieve a good result, very good results in the bikes, and to maintain our market share on the scooter sides, especially with the new Vespa and especially with other new products that is on the way for this year. So normal, I want to say that we are very positive, as I told you before, in the perspective of 21, either for number of products, for technology, for quality standard, and for the results that we get from the market already on the first quarter. From the cash point of view, we projected to maintain the level of debt. Even the capex will be a little bit higher in the 21 on 20. The management cash system that we have installed allow to us to control and to get the performance as we have already get on 20, where we make cash over 120 million. And then this will be confirmed already on the first quarter. And we have no other doubt that remain on the same level for the rest of the year. So I believe that we have to manage, as usual, cost control, cash flow control, develop on point of sales in China market, develop point of sales in India, especially on two-wheeler, to be back at three-wheeler sales as the year before the pandemic, and to work on the electrical new project on very deeply and very strong way, and we believe that to achieve the results that we expected to achieve for this year.
Okay. Thank you. And now I think that Mrs. Alessandra can read and to comment on the slides that you have seen and download from our website. Okay, Alessandra, thank you.
Thank you, Raffaele. Good afternoon, everybody. I want to start the 2020 presentation with two slides that are not about 2020, but are about 2021. So just like Mr. Colaninno has already said to all of you, our expectations for 2020 are this all new model, 11 new models for bikes and scooters, one new model for vehicle, light vehicles. This is our future. These are the new Aprilia 660, the new Beverly, the new Vespa 946, Christian Dior, the new Moto Guzzi V7, but also at page 4, all the other products that we are expecting for the new year. And this is what we have created and worked on in 2020, even if the pandemic has as we stopped some of our activities in March and a little bit in April of last year. So, having had a look about the next future, go back to 2020 and go to page 5. As usual, I start with the key financial metrics of the year. To understand better what happens in these months, we have focused the analysis on second part of the 2020. As you can see, we performed in second half significant improvement of all key operating metrics and the highest cash generation from March to December. In the second half, in fact, net sales increased by 1.3% from 704 million of second half 2019 to 714 million euro in second half of 2020. EBITDA increased by 10.1% from 940 million euro of second half 2019 to 103 million euro of second half 2020, benefiting also of the growth of the EBITDA margin, and the net profit grew up of around 10 million euro from 12 million of second half 2019 to 20 million in second half 2020. In terms of net debt, just like Mr. Colaninno said to all of you before, we performed a significant improvement respect to the 529 million euro of June and the 548 million euro of March, recovering more or less 125 million euro and closing the year at 424 million euro, lower than the net debt of December 2019 of around 6 million. In this picture, as you can see, in this period from March to December, we recorded the all-time high free cash flow generation achieved by the careful management of the working capital, operating cash flow plus delta working capital plus capex, as you well remember. Going to page 6 and 7, I would like to underline on one side the outstanding result from motorbikes, highlighting the new RS660 with more than 1,000 units sold in just a few weeks after launch, and the continuous sales growing on the Guzzi V7 with volumes up to 26% in the second half of the year. On the other side, on page 7, you can see, after a 10-year journey, how Asia Pacific reached the best result in terms of revenue with around 250 million euro, achieving a good country diversification in the area and granting a premium price position in year after year. Moving on page 8, for the first time, I would like to point out the results of our sustainability approach. As you can see, Piaggio has been rated by MSCI, Morgan Stanley Capital International Research, for the fifth year with rating AA, the best ranked among the 39 players of the automobiles index and obtained by CDP, ex-carbon disclosure project, an upgrade to A- for the climate change index. Going ahead to page 9, we have summarized our industry's key demand trends. About EMEA and Americas, two-wheeler demand rebounded after the first wave of lockdown, sustained by a combination of renewed focus on individual urban mobility, replacement cycle, and macro improvement. Recovery drew strength mainly from Germany, the Netherlands, and the US, whilst Italy and Spain lagged behind, ending slightly down versus 2019. Piaggio gained market share both in Europe and US in scooter markets, as you already know. About Asia-Pacific, diverging demand trends persisted across the year. All ASEAN 5 countries ending down versus previous prior year. Malaysia was the only country to revert the trend positive in Q4. In stark contrast, the trend of the other key reference countries, notably in China, scooters ending up high single digits, whilst Taiwan posted sequentially stronger trend, ending up by more or less 20%. About India, demand plummeted hit by prolonged lockdown measures, also encouraging signs emerging in Q4. Piaggio gained market share both in LCV and scooter market. Let's move to page 10 to have an in-depth analysis of volume trends by business. Two-wheelers on the rise across the board in Q4, almost offsetting India LCV heavy drop. Year-to-date results still dragged down by India plunging demand. Volume improvement trend amplified at revenues level on the back of broad positive pricing, notwithstanding Forex headwinds. Asia took the spotlight, reaching on an all-time revenue high. About two-wheels EMEA and Americas, we can say that a strong rebound confirmed in Q4. Germany, Netherlands, and Americas stood out, ending up double-digit at the end of the year. About Asia-Pacific, outstanding performance confirmed in Q4. China, Thailand, and South Korea drove the growth, whilst Indonesia upward shift in Q4 both were for 2021. About two-wheelers India, rebounding Q4, driven by improving market demand, coupled with market share gain, provided initial signs of substantial recovery. About CV, EMEA and Americas, resilient performance in domestic market overshadowed by drop in export. And about CV India, just like Mr. Colanino already said, the volume drop driven by tax segment affected by enduring lockdown effects in urban areas, while cargo trend shifted to positive in Q4, suggesting that the segment is on the verge of a recovery cycle. Going to page 11, you can find an in-depth analysis of net sales trends by business. Volume improving trend amplified at the revenue level on the back of broad positive pricing, notwithstanding Forex headwinds. Asia took the spotlight, reaching an all-time revenue high, as already said before. About two-wheelers, EMEA and Americas, Q3 strong momentum was confirmed in Q4, despite dilutive mix and negative Forex effect, driving revenues close to previous year's level. About two-wheelers, Asia-Pacific, higher Q4 performance today, mostly driven by Indonesia, Thailand, and China, pushed full-year revenues on the all-time high. About two-wheelers India, The Q4 and full years benefited from significant price hikes despite the challenging economic backdrop. On CV, EMEA and Americas, a negative volume trend partially offset by a strong segment mix effect. And about CV India, drop mitigated by a steep price increase, largely due to the introduction of the BS4 vehicles, six vehicles. Let's move to page 12 to have a look at the breakdown of the performance by product. As you can notice, the scooters fully recovered, ending up the year with revenues on the rise behind the sequential performance improvement in all geographies. Prices overall up mid-single digits provided further proof of the strength of the brands. In this context, Vespa was the outright bright spot with revenues on the rise on the back of volume growth coupled with widespread positive price effect. Medley confirmed strong momentum, reaching an all-time volume and revenue high. Looking at motorbike, despite deliberate channel inventory reduction, catch-up accelerated in H2, Aprilia surged more than 60% in Q4, fueled by launch of the new RS660. Regarding commercial vehicles, results are deeply affected by Indian performance. Going to page 13, we can have a look at the EBITDA evolution and bridge, as usual. Whilst Western countries fully recovered from the first wave of lockdown measure and Asia-Pacific ended with the best performance on the record, EBITDA was impacted by the prolonged India weakness and negative forex effect. Heightened efficiency on operating expenses continued in Q4, as you can see, without affecting key projects, thus more than offsetting gross margin dilutive effect and partially mitigating top-line declines. On page 14, you can see the complete P&L of the year, with the net result is still penalized as a consequence of the lower operating results in the first part of the year, whilst benefiting of financial expenses positive effect and tax rate down of to 37.6%. And the last, going to page 15, here we can find a depth analysis of cash flow, net debt, and liquidity. As I mentioned before, free cash flow generation strengthened across the year with a remarkable step of €152 million in the last 9 months, pushing net debt to €423.6 million from €548 million of March 2020, less €125 million, €60 million below the year-end 2019. Free cash flow results achieved by outstanding improvement in working capital, both inventory and receivables, while capital expenditure remain in line with prior year to ensure our long-term product development streamline, just like we see in the first pages. Liquidity profile strengthened across the year with gross cash reaching €491 million, providing comfortable headroom to cover next year maturities. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. So now we are ready to answer the question you may have. Thank you.
We will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, you may press star then one on your telephone phone. If you're using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. To withdraw your question, please press star then two. The first question is from Monica Bosio with Intesa Sanpaolo. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thanks for taking my questions. The first one is on Europe. Could you please confirm us that company inventories and stock dealer inventories level are at a low level now? With the European tool market, which is back to the pre-COVID level, can you please help us to figure out potential growth in 2021? Do you believe that there is room to improve volumes for Piaggio at least mid-single digit? The same for the APAC area, the performance was really very good. Can we still project for 2021 a growth rate high single digit or even double digit? As for APAC, would you please quantify the CapEx expected for the Indonesia plant? And the very last question is on the electric market in Europe. Can you please give us any color on the size of the electric market scooter in Europe? Thank you very much. Hello?
Yes, Monica, we are ready. One second. Monica, Raffaele speaking. You asked several questions. I try to answer you. First of all, if I understood well, you asked something concerning the dealer stock in Europe. As said by Alessandra before, and written in the presentation, yes, I can confirm that the dealer stock has been the lowest ever. Okay? We reduced the dealer stock more than 10,000 units last year, and this is the result, as I said in prior calls, of a deliberate strategy that we undertook already in 2019. To lower the dealer stock, to be ready to phase out Euro 4 vehicles and to be ready to sell a good number of Euro 5 vehicles in 2021. Okay? Mm-hmm. Clearly, there is a big mismatch. You have seen there has been a press release on sellout and the fact that we gained market share. The market grew. We gained market share. Clearly, our sellout grew significantly, and we reduced in the meantime the stock. There is a big gap between the two data. Okay? Mm-hmm. Then the very last question was concerning the electric two-wheeler market. According to our estimates, the mm-hmm. electric two-wheeler market has been in the region of 76,000 vehicles last year.
76?
76 around. As you know, the vast majority of these two-wheeler, according to our estimates, are still concentrated in the B2B business, so scooter renting business. Then you have something concerning the
growth rate expected for Piaggio in Europe. Do you expect does the company expect to grow at least mid-single digit in Europe for 2021? And would you see feasible a high single-digit growth rate in APAC in 2021 after the strong performance of 2020?
Yes, as said by the CEO before, we expect good results, strong results in Asia Pacific in 2021.
Okay,
that's it. So I think that it's enough.
Regarding the Indonesia, let me spend 5 minutes to explain to you what is the strategy that we want to use to manage the investments in Indonesia. We have Indonesia is a big market of two-wheeler. Now Indonesia has a restricted policy for import and they push to the production of inside the country.
Mm-hmm.
We started the next year with a new plant, let's say about 50,000 square meter, and we built, we assembly products through a CKB production strategy.
Mm-hmm.
We expected the big results for next year, but you know, Indonesia is a faraway country. We have a COVID problems, so we want to be very conservative to start completely with these investments. So we keep all 2021 to build the minimum as possible to be able to have a maximize to have to maximize the import of products from us. Let's say a mix of production inside of the country and the import license that we receive from the government, we will completely, if we put together, we get, well, let's say, three times more on what we say today.
Okay.
But we look, we want to look all 22 to see how all is the real develop of the business and to complete eventually the project on the year of 23.
Mm-hmm.
But you have now forget that the strategy of this country, they want to keep in balance import with export, generally speaking. So we, our negotiation now with the government to keep in balance the import and the quantity that we will assemble locally.
Okay.
So let's say that we want to achieve to have the same quantity in import as the same quantity to assembly locally. So it depends on how this kind of things go, flow. We manage to increase the investments or to keep the investments at the safe level as we want to do today. It's the same policy that we have used when we have done the investments in Vietnam, where the investment was really fantastic from the return of investments, and the market reacted very, very well. And then this year, and the sales of the first quarter, and the projection sales for all the year on the southeast of America, southeast of Asia, sorry, for Piaggio is much more than satisfying.
Okay, thank you very much. Very clear. Thank you.
The next question is from Renato Gargiulo with Bestinver Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Well, my first question is just a clarification about still your plans of expansion in Asia, production capacity. Regarding the timing of your expansion in Vietnam, if I well understood, to 200,000, 250 volumes, in how much time can we assume 2-3 years time for this target? Then the second question is on price mix in Europe, also given the let's say rich product pipeline you have been talking before. Can you give us any expectation about price mix for 2021? And the third question is if you can give any comment about the recently announced letter of intent for the batteries consortium about the business rationale, etc. Thank you.
Regarding Vietnam, We want to increase production in Vietnam, especially in the engine sites, and to achieve on 21 a potential production of 200,000 pieces. Let's take in consideration that today is about 130,000 pieces. Then, if the sales go in the way that we expected, we want to increase more the capacity of the Vietnamese plant on 2022 by other 50,000 engine, and probably we have to increase welding and painting departments. This because the sales of last year, the sales of this year is very, very good. And also because the country around the Vietnam, including the Vietnam, the virus is not so, let's say, out to the control as we have now in Europe. Vietnam was very, very effective to control the virus, and today they have in the area a very good situation, a very good position about this. So all the general condition, market, the develop of the country, the appeal of the country, and how they manage the virus is in the positive way. So I am assumed to be optimistic on that area. And then we work to be ready to satisfy the market. For what concerns the mix in Europe, well, as I told you before, we growing on the bike sales because we have market share on the scooter is very high, and instead we have the possibility to gain market share on the bike sides, on the bike sides. Naturally, the price of these products is much higher than the scooter price. So if we consider then that the quantity of sales on the EMEA market is much more on the bike side than in the scooter side in terms of growing, naturally, because we will keep the same market share in the scooter. And we increase the market share in the bike side, our mix, our price mix will grow by in line with the sales. Other questions that you?
Okay.
The next question. Excuse me.
It's okay, go on. We take the next question.
The next question is from Gabriele Gambarova with Banca Akros. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon and thanks for taking my questions. The first one is a comment, general comment on Asia, Far East Asia. I mean, the market was still subdued, but your sales grew by 30% plus in Q4. So I was wondering what was the trigger for this success. I don't know, dealer network, new products, or anything that can help to better understand this incredible performance. The second question is on CapEx. If you can quantify CapEx for this year, 2021, and possibly the following years, and if you have an idea what could be, let's say, a normalized level of CapEx in the future, in the medium term. And the last question is on tax rate. I saw that 2020 ended up with a nice 37.6% of tax rate, if I'm not wrong. So I was wondering what do you envisage for 2021, and even in the medium term, if you can give us an idea what could be a normalized tax rate. Thank you.
Number one, I agree with you. The results of Far East Asia is very good, and it's very good through the strategy that we have developed in order to support the brand, and the last supporting to joint with Kirin.
Yeah.
To joint with the Dior name, and Vespa Dior was very successful on the market, especially in that market of Far East, give us the results of this strategy, and Vespa especially is very, very welcome for that market. Number two, one is the level of service that we have done through the growing on the sales point in all the area. Naturally, the assistance and the quality of the products, but also to following the customer in the way that we have done is a little bit surprising for the competition that normally is very normal in Europe, is not so normal in the Far East, excluding Japan, naturally. Give us the customer loyalty very high, very high. And also let's say, the system of passaparola, if you let me use an Italian expression, of the market is very positive for us. Take example in China. In China, we have set up a new organization, especially to look and follow the market. We increase the sales point in China in the last year in very substantial number. And this give us the possibility to grow up in sales in a big number. All this is Vespa, but also we're beginning to sell also Moto Guzzi and some Aprilia. All these products is important, and naturally the duty is very high, and this can limit, in some way, can limit our attack as we want of the market. But the result that we obtain is very positive, and we expected that also this year China will give us unexpected results on the way of sales. But again, the name, the quality and the service, and the Vespa is a huge, huge consideration from the market, and especially regarding what the quality of the products and the design of the products.
About the tax rate, as you well know, we work year-on-year with the new taxation in any countries where we are. You know very well the Indian. Excuse me. You well know that the Indian tax rate is lower than 2 years ago because the law is changed in 2019. So all these things put together, we are working to maintain a lower tax rate than 2019. This is something that we have reached in 2020. This is something that we are working on for 2021. About CapEx, if I remember well your question, you have already read the declaration of Mr. Colaninno during the February months to the Italian press. We are looking for 150 investment more or less in the year on year for the next 3 years. So this is the only thing that I can say to all of you.
Okay, thank you very much. If I can make a follow-up, is again on Vietnam. I guess that the increase in the production capacity in Vietnam is functional also to the CKD initiative in Indonesia, I guess.
Yeah. But this is only on the end of 22.
Okay. Thank you very much.
The next question is from Emanuele Gallazzi with Equita. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, everybody. Two questions from my side. The first one is on the cost side. I was wondering if you are experiencing some cost pressure on raw materials or logistics in the first part of the year, and what could be the impact on margins. And the second one is on the net financial position, considering the very positive contribution from the net working capital in the last couple of years. Can you give us an idea about what do you expect in terms of net working capital evolution in 2021? Thank you.
Okay, you are right. The raw material market is on pressure, and also is the cost of the transfer of material, especially from Far East to our country, is today in the area of the high speculation for the cost of transportation by navy there and so on. Number one, we don't use plane for transportation of the products. We are looking for the transportation of train from China to Europe. That is very positive, and in terms of price is very competitive, and also in terms of speed is very competitive too. I want to say that we replace a lot of transportation. We replace boat with the train, and then the hub of the train started from China, and the hub of Europe is working very well today. And the time, the delivery time by train, I want to say that it is beginning to be better than the time of boat transportation. So for transportation cost, we don't see any increase during the year 21. In terms of material, we buy all we spread the our buying is spread all over Asia, all over India, and also in Europe. The hot material is the standard hot material, and naturally we have this for some particularly of the engine, but not so heavy for the total cost. We have a hot market on electronics components, but we have done a good agreement with our customer in China. And I want to say that in our reorganization of China, we have developed a group of people totally focused to scouting a new supplier for us. And this kind of exercise give us a very unexpected positive surprise in terms of price and in terms of quality. So now we buy much more outside Italy, and we begin to be also to reduce our buying from Europe, and we increase our purchasing in India, in China, and in some country around the Vietnam. but we have done a good decision at the end of last year when we decided to develop new office in Canton and in Beijing with the target to scouting and find new supplier of components, especially for electronics point of view and for raw material.
About net financial position and our expectation in 2021, what we can say, we will work in the same way we have worked in 2020, because we never will leave anything on the table about receivable and about inventories, just like Mr. Colanin already said, giving you the example about the changing we have made on transportation. But on the other side, we want to work also on the target, on the leverage ratio. So we will work also to reduce the leverage ratio and working on both on EBITDA side and the net financial position side.
Okay. Thank you very much.
The next question is from François Robillard with Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for taking my question. First one was, follow-up on a question I think you didn't answer earlier about the letter of intent for the swappable battery group you formed with the Honda, KTM.
Sorry, François, we can't hear you very well. Can you repeat the question, please?
Sorry, first one. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, a little bit better, yes.
Okay, so first one is on the letter of intent you announced yesterday. Can you give us some more color on that and what are your expectations? And the second question is about India. What kind of recovery do you expect there, especially on the commercial vehicle side? Thank you.
In India, the second question is India, the recovery. Yeah.
For commercial vehicles.
So, but you know, the situation will improve, but this is a base effect since March, and then we hope the situation will improve going forward. For sure, you will have several months with a very easy comparison base, and this is also expected, again, by consensus.
A situation of commercial vehicle in India is this. We have, you have two, as you know, you have two big markets of that. You have a good transportation products and vehicle and people transportation. Normally for the people transportation is very used in the big city as a New Delhi, Bombay and so on. Good transportation is used especially in the countryside, in the rural state. Now, due to the situation of virus, people try to avoid the three-wheeler transportation in the city, as you can imagine, because this is very small and the people is touching one to the other. The second one, also the school is still closed, and the school naturally is a big number of people, they go to the school, and a big number of people use this type of vehicle. Instead, in the rural sites, in the countryside, the three-wheeler three-wheeler transport vehicle is used in high quantity for good transportation. Now, on this market, the sales growing up, and the Piaggio have really a very, very good market share, is leader on the market of this type of products, especially from the type that we are beginning to present new products that are able to transport much more products than the other one. Regarding the city, the mobility in the city now, it depends very much from the virus. And the virus situation in the big city in India is still not so good. But the school in some area of India, especially in Bombay, is beginning to be open now. And the results of that we already see, because the people beginning to buy again this type of vehicle. Now, on top of this, from engine point of view, Piaggio is ready to present a new engine, 300cc, very flexible, and to use gasoline and not diesel, where the diesel is the product with the high problem. But with the other combustion, like gasoline or gas or propane, the demand is still good. So now we look how is the evolution of the virus and what is the decision of the government or the local authority regarding the school. If the school is ready to open, the situation very quick return as before. So it's not a question of that people change idea or change their mind in a way to what is the vehicle that we have to use for our mobility. The vehicle is still three-wheeler. The vehicle is still exactly the same. We have changed the engine. It's changed the quality of the engine in terms of electronics control. Now, the last stage before the market be back as before is the situation at the flow of the virus in the big city.
Okay, next question, please.
The next question is from Michele Baldelli with Exane BNP Paribas. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon to everybody. I have three questions. The first one is about the level of factoring that you have of balance sheet. And then the second one is about engines in Vietnam. Is there any shift of engine production from the JV in China to Vietnam inside this plan, or is just engines for production made in Southeast Asia? And the third question is about China. If you can comment on the expected sales growth in 2021, do you expect still to grow like this year, doubling the volumes? Thank you.
The factoring is very easy. So we end up with 93 million euros of factoring receivables, as you call it. So 7 million below prior year. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, the engine, I don't understand. If we decide to produce in Vietnam to replace China, you mean?
Yes, if partly is explained also by a possible decision like this one.
No. The engine, what we have seen is that the potential production of engine in the Vietnamese plant today is lower than the demand developed. So we have to increase the division of engine departments, and as I mentioned to you, the welding departments and the painting departments in Vietnam, just to satisfy the sales and the growing of the sales of the Southeast of Asia, and to the delivery Vespa also for China market. We don't produce Vespa in a joint venture in China. The Vespa is produced only on a Vietnamese plant.
Do you have any comment on China? The expectation in 2021?
China is a huge market. If you see the number and you see what we sell, now it's not in line with the market. What we expected from China is the China market beginning to look at very top class products, as Vespa, for example. So when we see the market in China, we want to see Vespa in this premium, in the premium segment of the products. So we don't want to compete with the Chinese made in China. Naturally, following to this, our strategy is that we need a certain type of dealer, and we have to meet with a certain type of customer, especially young customer, but customer that want to spend money to buy quality products. So our main strategy in China is the same one that we have developed in Vietnam and we have developed in Europe. Vespa remain for all the world a premium products, and not a product that had to compete with all the other type of similar scooter. Naturally, we defend very strongly our patent of Piaggio Vespa because sometimes we have a very strong attack with some producer in China that copy the Vespa design, and we defend and we obtain in all the case good results because our patent is very well done. Patent not only in the products but also in the design. And until now we resist to this and keep Vespa as a premium top class product.
Thank you.
The last question is from Nicola Storer with Kepler. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. I have one question on your gross profit. I saw that it has declined year on year by around 2 percentage points, if I'm not wrong, and I want you to comment a bit on this trend. Is this entirely related to India? So should we expect a rebase on a lower level due to lower margins on three-wheelers, or is this figure affected also by other things that you want to share with us? Thank you.
Depends only for the virus, because as you see, the 20 sales is dropped down in quantity. So we was obliged to reduce our what we call ore prodotte, let's say, what is the time that we need to produce one vehicle. If we have a lower number of vehicle to produce, our number of hour is declined, and naturally, unfortunately, the fixed cost at that point will be more heavy to the variable cost. Now, the budget of this year, growing up in the ore prodotte, and then we expected to be back again to the gross margin that we budget on that. On top of this, I want to say something very important. It's not many companies that work on the productivity management system. If you started with the budget, normally you started from the sales and then you going down to the cost and the blah, blah, blah. Instead, when you make a budget, you have to start how much you want to increase your productivity based on the factory size. And when you begin to build all the budget based on this, it's not so easy to meet after that what you have decide to increase in productivity. Because the productivity, more than the margin, is the really what they drive the company and they drive the final results. Now, the productivity around Europe is not so high as the productivity around the United States, for instance, where in the United States the productivity target, let's say, is very, very common. It is very, all the company use the productivity to drive the budget. So in terms of this, I agree with you that these two terms to control, the margin and the productivity, is really the key that gives to you the idea if you are able to meet the budget or not. Naturally, to use the productivity management system and to find that all the people accomplish with this technology, this accounting system is not so easy, especially in India or Far East or in other countries. Italy included. It's not so easy that you find a company that introduce working with a productivity management system. Very difficult. And to have the mentality to work with this type of control system and to drive all the management on this way is not so easy. But we try to introduce this type of system from 2 years from now, and we have a good result from this way. So last year, I believe that the productivity, the margin, was justified because you know what happens, and you know what we have to do, what we have done to mitigate this. But naturally, if the hour work in the decline, this type of rate will go up.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is a follow-up from Renato Gargiulo with Bestinver Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sorry, a very quick one. Could you give an indication about the volume trend and price effect for the Vespa brand over the full year in 2020? Thank you.
No, we don't disclose these numbers, okay? Sorry.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you. I think now that we can, there are no more questions, so I think this answer concludes today's conference call. Thank you for joining us today, and please call me anytime if you need some follow-up questions. I wish you a lovely evening. Bye-bye.
Thank you.